There are things that your privilege will not let you see. Like the woman in church who asked me a question like I should know the answer because my skin is a certain color. And when I tell her that I do not know the answer, she tells me she likes my accent and asks me where I'm from originally. And I tell her that I am Nigerian and there is no originally in my story and I am still from there. And she gasps and tells me that she has heard about the girls and how lucky I am to come to this country and to get an education. And what a shame it is what is going on in that part of the world, as if she is immune to that sort of thing. And I think she believes that because she knows some trendy news story, she knows all about that part of the world. So I tell her that I did not learn to speak English in these United States, nor did I attend school here. And I went to an all-girls school in Nigeria, and my mother went to an all-girls school in Nigeria, and her mother went to an all-girls school in Nigeria, and we were never kidnapped. And what happened with the girls is sad and unfortunate, and can happen anywhere in the world when things start to fall apart, even here. And I can see that she's taken aback. And I am taken aback because she's taken aback. And I am taken aback because she's unable to see beyond her own privilege. Like the man who spent 6 months in Cape Town and begins to parade himself as an expert on Africa. And takes offense when someone points out that Africa is not a country. And he is adamant that he is African now. And I want to tell him that I have lived in his country for more than a decade and I am still called an alien. But I remain silent because I am too hurt to speak. And I know that if I open my mouth, I will unleash a torrent of anger that will be misunderstood. And I remain silent because I know there will come a time when I will talk. And that time comes when the children are separated from their parents at the border. And a man says to me that he does not know how any parent would put their children through that sort of thing in the first place. And I ask him if he thinks the parents are deriving any pleasure in taking their children through such a perilous journey. And I share with him the poem Home by Wassan Shire, in which she says, no one leaves home unless home chases you, fire under feet, hot blood in your belly. No one leaves home until home is a sweaty voice in your ear saying, leave, run away from me now. I don't know what I've become, but I know that anywhere is safer than here. And I remind him that the families at the border are not any different from his, that the children at the border are not any different from his two sons and one daughter, and that if he was in that position, he would do the same thing, and that we are all vulnerable to the vicissitudes of life. And he looks down in silence, and I hope I am getting through. I hope I have been able to peel back the layers that have made him blind to certain things. I hope that I am able to let him see the things that his privilege will not let him see.